everybody, and welcome to this special on Mercury going retrograde from the 1st to the 25th of April 2024, which always happens about 3 to 4 times a year. So this is the first one of this new year, because the new astrological year starts when the spring equinox happens, and that happened about 10 days ago, or whenever you're listening to this year. So anyway, Mercury's going into retrograde in the fourth degree of Aries on the 1st of April at 11:15 p.m. All times are in GMT times. Then Mercury moves into Pisces whilst it's still in retrograde on the 9th of April at 5:12 p.m. And then Mercury leaves retrograde on the 25th of April at 1:54 p.m. whilst in the 22nd degree of Pisces, which rules the Achilles tendon of the right foot and has the Sabian symbology of a man bringing down new law from Sinai. So it's about, you know, thinking about the ways we can process information, communicate information to others as well, but I'll get more into that later. And of course, Mercury moves out of retrograde on the 25th of April, but it's still going to be in its pre-shadow phase right up until about the 15th of May. So, you know, just keep that in mind. So, yeah, Mercury retrograde. Basically, it's one of the most feared retrogrades in astrology, but none of astrology should be feared, even Saturn in the 12th house, or, I don't know, Pluto in the 8th house, or even Sun in the 8th house, or any planet in the 8th or 12th house, because astrology is a language that can help us grow, and Mercury retrograde wants us just to think about how our communication can be improved. And sometimes it does this by making our technology go haywire, and communication can be more chaotic than usual, or travel as well. But, you know, amidst this confusion lies hidden gems of wisdom and opportunities for us all to grow. So Mercury retrograde in Aries brings challenges related to decision making and impulsiveness. You know, our actions, our thoughts, our words can be quick, and it wants us to reconsider our actions and reactions, especially those that can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts. But a lot of the time there can be an increase of arguments due to retrograde, and people maybe not thinking before they speak or do things as well. Ultimately, this period wants us to go inward and reassess our personal goals and aspirations. So when Mercury's in Aries, there can be a lot of impulsiveness. When it moves into Pisces, people can be more emotional and confused in their communication, and people may find it more challenging to express themselves clearly, or they may struggle with, you know, making logical decisions. Ultimately, when Mercury is retrograde in Pisces, it wants us to have a deeper exploration of our intuition, inner spirituality and creativity, rather than just relying solely on, you know, logic and what we see with our eyes, paying attention to our dream world. Of course, fear, or the negative voices, unresolved trauma can get in the way of us understanding our intuition. So if you listen to me a lot, I always say this, and understand that not everybody has that deep connection with their intuition, and that for some people, following their intuitive thoughts when it's ruled by fear-based consciousness, which is not about shame or guilt, we've all been there, I've been in it, it still comes, it can make us not be able to trust our intuition. So it's about resolving our traumas and getting to discern that small still voice that's always leads us to our best from all the other voices that can imitate it and lead us astray. So yeah, practically speaking, Mercury retrograde can lead to misunderstandings, delays and disruptions in our day-to-day activities. People may find it harder for them to express themselves more clearly, make decisions. So it's essential to double check details and avoid signing contracts, like important contracts or making major purchases, until Mercury goes direct. And of course, we can't always put things off, so maybe ask somebody, gain advice from a professional or friend, and if you can delay things, then delay things. on a worldly, materialistic level, because Mercury in retrograde in Aries can bring about unexpected confrontation, especially in leadership positions and workplace environments, it's essential to do all you can to think clearly due to the pent-up aggression that can be released at this time, because, you know, Mercury in Aries is fiery, cardinal, sort of like energy, so it can test our ability to think on our feet and adapt quickly, being flexible to circumstances, changes that come up. On the positive side, Mercury retrograde in Aries encourages us to take action on long-standing issues that need resolution. It's a good time for starting new projects, addressing conflicts, especially those that have been lingering and pent up for a long time. And sometimes these may come out explosively because, like I said, you know, this energy wants us to get out of that rut. So, you know, just watch out for rash communication and the tendency towards aggression. Politically, again, Mercury in Aries can bring up misunderstandings, heated debates among leaders. People can push through policies impulsively without, you know, thinking about the long term. And these decisions that happen on the political front now can, you know, have long term consequences. On the spiritual, esoteric level, Mercury retrograde in Aries wants us to have a re-evaluation of our personal beliefs and attitudes, encouraging us to dig deeper into our inner selves to seek more clarity and, you know, try and understand ourselves on that deeper level, trying to get to that still centre that can help us stand firm in, you know, the chaos that is the world, the relationships. So ultimately, you know, spiritually, it just wants us to just think about our beliefs. Aries rules the head, so our beliefs, where did they come from? Are they really our own? How can we change them? Are our perceptions messing with our reality and therefore, you know, messing with the quality of our lives as well? Symbolically, Mercury retrograde in Aries signifies a time of revisiting past actions and addressing unfinished businesses. It invites us to reflect on our assertiveness, our independence. Are we overstepping other people's boundaries? Are we asserting our own boundaries? If not, how can we do these things? How can we express ourselves more authentically? It wants us to find a balance between acting impulsively and considering the consequences of our actions. Creatively, this period can inspire innovative thinking and unique problem-solving approaches. So when Mercury's retrograde in Pisces, it can make us more intuitive, as I said in the introduction, more sensitive to communication. It wants us to, you know, go deep within ourselves to rethink our spiritual practices. So it's a good time for creative expression and exploring our subconscious thoughts and emotions. It also can make us more empathetic and compassionate with ourselves and others as well. So it's a great time to use to shrink ourselves to self-help, you know, especially towards our thought processes. And Aries is quick energy, it rules the head, so our quick tempers, the way that we throw our dummies out the pram, our automatic reactions, which normally stem from unresolved trauma. So maybe getting to the root of these traumas can really help us as well. In the Pisces energy as well, with the 12th house, working with the Aries energy can just help us to, you know, really go within and face the secrets we hide from ourselves. And although it can be painful, because, you know, the downside of Pisces energy can always make us escape into our addictive side, so whether that be drugs, alcohol, porn watching, excessively hooking up with others, and self-harming with thoughts, words or actions, and anything else that's detrimental to our well-being. So positively, you know, we have to try and tap into the, you know, the positives of Mercury and Pisces, and that can just make us more emotionally open, although it can make us more vulnerable and sensitive. So it's crucial right now to communicate with more clarity, ask people to clarify what they mean, to avoid unnecessary drama and misunderstanding of information, of the things you read or hear and things like that, that can just lead to more pain. Do not ignore red flags, especially in communication. I don't want to say be sceptic of online or text or even, you know, face-to-face communication with others, but just make sure you know, you don't just believe things for the sake of it, or because Mercury in Pisces Percy's energy at the worst can make us want to be deceived and escape, and we believe a lie to escape, and these mistakes can be costly financially, psychologically and spiritually as well. So from a worldly materialistic viewpoint, Mercury retrograde in Pisces can affect financial transactions and business deals, so it's important to be cautious with money matters and avoid making impulsive decisions that can lead to financial setbacks, especially like thinking, and as we all can do in the moment, oh, I don't care, I'm going to spend all my money right now and forget about my rent and all the bills, and this can lead to problems. Also be wary of anyone in your life who's trying to make you be reckless with money at this time as well. Politically, Mercury and Pisces can make the energy in politics confused, more confused than normal, right? And it's going to be important to make sure you stick to the facts when reading and be sceptical of any leaders that are trying to be vague in communications, and you know, because this can you know, spark discontent within different political ideologies and stuff, leading to misunderstandings on the grand scale. So there could be some big political events, and I know there's a lot of big political events that's going on in the world right now, but it could be a big ending to something, because Pisces is the ending, South Dwarf House is all about ending as well, so ending of something that's been causing us distress, whether this be in a local community level or on a global level. I'm talking about the many wars and discontent that's in the world right now as well. Spiritually, Mercury in Pisces wants us to explore our dreams, our spiritual beliefs, our spiritual practices, what things are stopping us from growing on the conscious spiritual level, what personal habits that we keep on going back to, whether it be eating, excessively taking drugs, don't want to keep you watching porn, involved in toxic relationships, anything that's damaging to your well-being, asking yourself why you do it, really going into that self-reflection, connecting with the metaphysical realms in a healthy way, because, you know, as you know, not all information from the other side, from the psychic realms, can be trustworthy, just like not all information that we get in our physical earthly realm is trustworthy. And the more we live in fear, and more unresolved traumas and stuff we can have, the more susceptible we can be to believing in these false ideologies from the spiritual realm. So grounding is what's needed at this time when Mercury's in Pisces. Symbolically, it really represents a time of increased sensitivity in words and compassion, creativity in our communication as well. It wants us to express ourselves through art, music, poetry, and other creative outlets. You know, maybe just leaving that little note, telling your partner, family member, or even to yourself that you care about yourself. You know, if you are single, live alone, we can love on ourselves. You know, that's what self-love is all about. Emotionally, Mercury retrograde in Pisces wants us to pay attention to our feelings and, you know, process unresolved emotions, as I said before, especially those to do with communication issues, maybe before in the past, you know, because I speak in my own way, about speech therapy and stuff. So just, you know, any wounds that you have around how you communicate, past communications, you know, maybe tending to that, being mindful also of communication with loved ones to avoid misunderstandings at this time as well. So yeah, creatively explore with different techniques, tap into your inner world, use your emotional, even if it's painful emotions, for inspiration right now. Embrace the imaginative energy of Mercury retrograde in Pisces and channel it into meaningful and expressive plans and experiences. So the best use of Mercury retrograde in Aries is to use the heightened energy and assertiveness towards productive activities, tackling those challenging tasks, making courageous and bold decisions, starting new things, addressing conflicts head on, and being direct in all that you do. The best use of Mercury in Pisces is to stay grounded and avoid making impulsive decisions. because Mercury retrograde in Pisces may cloud judgment and lead to confusion. And just watch out for, as I said earlier, you know, reckless financial decisions and also self-destructive behaviour and escapist behaviours as well. Instead, focus on increasing your intuition and tapping into your artistic and spiritual side for personal growth and reflection as well. And remember to practice patience and empathy in your conversations and relationships as well, so things can just run a bit more smoothly. So now, you know, that's the summary. I'm going to go deeper into the aspects that are happening and the stellium that's happening at the time of this Mercury retrograde on the 1st of April 2024. Then I'm going to talk about the Sabian symbols and more about how it affects relationships and the best things for creatives and entrepreneurs to do and the karmic reasoning. So just more in depth. So yeah, stay tuned if you want to know that. So when Mercury goes into retrograde, it's making the following aspects. So it's making, firstly, a semi-sextile with Venus. So this adds to the creativity of this transit. It makes it, you know, more easy for us if we tap into this energy to be more creative, not only by drawing, singing, painting, things like that, but in terms of solving our problems as well. It allows us to express our thoughts more eloquently and clearly, create more meaningful connections with others. For some of you, it can be like having a silver tongue with a dash of charm. So good for sales and marketing and all that type of work as well. Mercury semi-square to Saturn brings challenges in terms of clear thinking and decision making. It can add to feelings of self-doubt and a sense of limitation, especially in communication. So it can be like hitting a roadblock while trying to navigate through a maze of ideas. But it also serves positively as a reality check, helping us to be more disciplined and focused in our approach right now. So this can help us with, you know, sort of like not running off into escapism and self-destructivism. But Mercury semi-sextile to Neptune, that happens as well, encourages and supports our imaginative thinking as well, but it can also blur the lines between logic and intuition, and it can also add to us running and escaping from our problems rather than facing them. So it's kind of like diving into a pool of abstract thoughts where creativity knows no bounds on the positive end, but it can also be like jumping off the cliff, you know, on the negative end without no water there. So, you know, it can be a disaster. So just make sure you get help if you're feeling on the extreme end of the emotions. Remember the no shame and guilt of that. And just to try and be gentle with yourself if you do feel kind of hopeless as well. Mercury makes a square to Pluto. Although it's separating, it also adds to the power struggles in our communication that can happen right now. We can also bring deep psychological insights that challenge our beliefs right now, which is good. It can be like uncovering buried truths or facing inner shadows that demand acknowledgement and acceptance. On the brighter side, Mercury trine the midhaven, that happens at the time of Mercury entering retrograde, allows us to have more flow of good communication in our workplace. So, you know, counteracting the conflicts that can happen at work that I talked about earlier, it allows and supports effective communication with authority figures and in professional settings. It can be like aligning your thoughts and words with your long-term plans and paving the way for success and recognition in your goals as well, which is good. So altogether, the positive of these trends it's combined allow and support growth, especially in our career. But also in the negative, it can bring power struggles or challenges in balancing our personal beliefs with our professional responsibilities. The best use of these sort of like influences during Mercury retrograde is to use it to do deep kind of introspective, self-reflective shadow work, reassess your communication patterns and explore creative solutions to any challenges that come up right now as well. So, you know, use Mercury semi-sextile to Neptune to be more unconventional in your thinking. Use the transformative energy of Mercury square Pluto to dig deep into your subconscious mind and confront any power struggles you have within yourself, especially those to do with communication, so that you can emerge a stronger and more self-aware version of yourself at the end of this sort of like retrograde period. Mercury's trying to the midhaven just can help us to really move forward with our plan, especially in terms of professional career growth or just resolving conflicts with your co-workers. It doesn't have to be so deep as that, you know. It allows us to find a balance between our personal authenticity and our professional excellence, by helping us to find ways to communicate effectively while staying true to our values. So finally, use Mercury semi-square to Saturn to bring structure and discipline to your communication style and understanding, and being patient with others to set clear boundaries and to meet your responsibilities over this period as well. Also, at the time of Mercury going into retrograde, the Sun, Chiron and the Moon's North Node are making a stellium, and a stellium in astrology is when three or more planets are in the same zodiac sign, degree, sort of like orb or house as well. So the combined energies of the Sun, Chiron and the Moon can impact our ability for emotional depth, healing and our karma at this time as well. So it supports us digging deep, it supports us healing, and it supports us learning the karmic lessons at this time that this transit's trying to bring to us. So the collective energies of the stellium can deeply influence our emotional exploration at this time. The dynamic interplay between this Piscean stellium's depth and sensitivity with Mercury's retrograde can sort of like give us like profound insights, spiritual revelations, and help us to revisit past wounds for understanding and closure. So this is really good. It supports us on our self-healing journeys. Some of you may experience heightened psychic awareness right now, vivid dreams and a need to express your innermost thoughts and feelings. So as I said, you know, the Aries energy can just make things explode out, and it can seem like a bad thing at first because it can be heated arguments, a relationship can be a bit rocky, but you know, ultimately a lot of us don't live in truth in our relationships, and this is what causes the tension, and the truth can set us free. So we can use this energy to set ourselves and our relationships free from, you know, pain and suffering, or starting the work to do so as well, allowing ourselves to be open up to the healing of Chiron and to go into the emotional depths of the Moon, and allow the Sun's energy to make us more confident within our abilities to heal ourselves. You know, it's essential to navigate these energies with compassion, patience and grace. And as the energies of this Piscean stellium and, you know, Mercury retrograde energies sort of like entwine, we can find ourselves more immersed in a profound journey of self-discovery and healing, understanding and forgiveness and acceptance and awareness if we open ourselves up for the possibility at this time. So now I'm going to talk more about the Sabian degrees that I mentioned in the introduction and how they positively and negatively affect Mercury's retrograde in Aries and Pisces. So as I said, Mercury goes into retrograde in the fourth degree of Aries, which rules the pineal gland, the third eye in the human body, and has the Sabian symbol of two lovers strolling through a secluded walk. Then Mercury moves into the 31st degrees of Pisces while still in retrograde on the 9th of April, and this rules the toenails of the left foot and has the Sabian degree, the great stone face being a projection of an ideal. Then Mercury leaves retrograde on the 25th of April while still in the 22nd degree of Aries, which rules the Achilles tendon of the right foot and has the Sabian symbol of a man bringing down the new law from Sinai. So in the fourth degree of Aries, ruling the pineal gland, the Sabian symbol of two lovers strolling during a secluded walk suggests that it's a time for introspection and deep connection in our relationships. So positively, this can be a period and supports the inner reflection I was talking about and have been talking about throughout this, and this can lead to new beginnings. beginnings in relationships. So as I said, although we may argue, have some fallouts, positively this energy, as it being like the new year astrologically, it's about spring, new ideas, so we can start harvesting them in the summer and, you know, autumn and winter time. Negatively, with this sort of, you know, the fourth degree of Aries, this energy can make us idealize situations and become lost in fantasy. As I said, Neptune energy is all about escaping, so we just need to watch out for that as well. And with the fourth degree of Aries ruling that pioneer ground, which, you know, we associate sort of like with spirituality, which is the 12th house, so even though this degree is in Aries, the fourth degree is still giving us that warning that, you know, do not ignore red flags. Moving on to the 31st degree of Pisces, this energy, this Sabian symbology, is a great stone face representing our ideal projection. So again, it's wanting us to be aware of getting lost in fantasy and to ground our visions and dreams in reality. Positively, you know, it's a good energy to help us manifest long-held aspirations, uncover hidden truths, but it can also make us run into delusion or escape if we don't approach this energy practically. As Mercury exits retrograde on the 25th of April, as I said, it goes into the 22nd degree of Pisces, that's where it's at. So its symbology is a symbol of a person bringing down a new law from Sinai. It's very religious in terms of, you know, the Sinai is from the Bible. But in terms of this, it's about, on the symbolic level, it's about implementing wisdom and clarity into our actions and communication, being open and up to, you know, spiritual sort of like understanding, being our higher self, becoming our greatest self. It's a great energy to set new rules and boundaries in our lives and align with higher principles. The transition from Aries to Pisces retrograde energy aids the sort of universal understanding and self-discovery and gives the energy for us to push ourselves into the newness of Aries while dealing with the oldness that's, you know, represented of the 12th house and positive energy as well. As Mercury comes out of retrograde, we are encouraged to take the lessons learned during this introspective time and apply them practically into our lives, to sort of like integrate the things that we have learned in our lifetime or what we learned during this time into, you know, practical, tangible actions and changes in our thoughts and the ways we do things, moving from idealistic visions to concrete manifestations. It is time to ground our dreams in reality, set clear boundaries and embrace higher principles as we navigate forward in our journey of self-discovery and growth. So yeah, now I'm just going to talk about the karma and how it affects our relationships and start wrapping this up. So on the karmic lessons, Mercury in Aries wants us to think before we speak to avoid misunderstandings, because as I said, it can make us impulsive in our communication. The energy, the karma of Mercury retrograde in Aries wants us to think about how we assert ourselves, how we're diplomatic, how we are compassionate to ourselves and others as well. Mercury in Pisces brings emotional confusion and sensitivity in communication, but it wants us to trust our intuition and practice compassion, and also lessons to deal with empathy and having diverse perspectives may come to the forefront of our minds as well. Past lives where we were empathetic or lack empathetic may subconsciously play out right now as well. Lifetimes where we may have had prejudiced opinions, or experiences where we have prejudice in our opinions, conflict in our beliefs and our relationships may come up now, and it may just, you know, create this chaos, as I said before. But everything that happens now just wants us to just be more open to the way that we communicate, how we deal with conflict, how we deal with our intuition, how we deal with those who are not compassionate, how we give compassion to ourselves and others as well. In terms of family relationships, again, positively, it can help us revisit unresolved issues with fresh perspectives. negatively, as I said, the heated arguments and misunderstandings can just wreck our relationships right now, and on the worst case scenario, but mostly this will be temporary, you know, after the dust has settled, so to speak, we can come back together and, you know, respect each other's different values and perspectives in terms of friendship and co-worker relationships as well. Again, there can be delayed in projects and misunderstandings in communication, but positively it gives us the opportunity to think about our friendships. Are these the right friendships for us? Are these the right collaborations in the workplace? And, you know, although it can bring strain in our relationships, it can strengthen our bonds through resolving the conflicts we've been putting off from resolving in terms of our co-worker and friendship relationship. In committed relationships, Mercury's retrograde in Aries can lead to increased emotions and impulsive decisions, but it offers us a chance to confront underlying issues and deepen our emotional connections, as I said. But hasty decisions and actions can spark conflicts and misunderstandings in the relationships, and as I said, it can be hard for us to get over. So just try and think before you speak right now. I think the point I'm trying to make as well, try not to get lost in your head, but also, you know, some of you may do better by sending voice notes, and I don't like that sort of thing, or writing an email, but sometimes gathering your thoughts out and making them concise and read them in someone's face rather than send them in the voice note, text message, whatever, can help you bring that clarity rather than the same random words and doing random actions, which can be hard to take back. In hookup relationships as well, we can be more spontaneous and there can be more of a renewed interest. It can be, you know, something's been going stale, you can get more passion right now when Mercury in Aries, but negatively, you know, the impulsive decisions that we can make and the lack of clarity can lead to signals and misunderstanding. So just make sure, you know, you ask those clarifying questions, don't assume anything, and also respect other people's intentions and boundaries as well. Negatively, you know, it can help also be more honest in our communication, as I said, and be evaluate our intentions in our hookup and committed relationships as well. When Mercury's in Pisces in retrograde, family relationships can experience an increase in empathy and understanding and compassion, but we can be a bit too idealistic and have unrealistic expectations. So just, you know, try, yeah, resolve the conflicts and stuff, but have realistic expectations on the things that you can resolve and the time it would take. In terms of friendships and work relationships, when Mercury's in Pisces, we can have more of a deeper bond, be more innovative in our problem solving abilities as a team and be more creative as well, but there can also still be misinterpretation of what is meant by what is said and blurred sort of like boundaries that can affect our professional relationship and friendships. Also in committed relationships and hookup relationships, we can be more sensitive and this can deepen our understanding between our lovers and partners as well, but it can also amplify our insecurities and create confusion in communication, which can lead to emotional turmoil as well. People may want, some hookups may turn more meaningful right now when Mercury's retrograde in Pisces, but the sensitivity and vulnerability that comes up can just add to the blurred line and boundaries as well. So communication is key during this time, during retrograde period in general. So in terms of career, spiritual, personal and educational development, career wise, as I said, communication breakdowns and misunderstandings can come up that can lead to delays in projects, missed deadlines or even conflicts with colleagues. So it's crucial to double check all information and avoid making important decisions impulsively. Spiritually, Mercury retrograde in Aries and Pisces is a great time and should be used for self-reflection and a time to reassess your beliefs, practices, spiritual goals and lifestyle as well. It's best used, as I said, as a period of deep contemplation and inner growth, pushing us, you know, ourselves to explore our spiritual sides, be more connected with it and seek meaning in our lives. On the personal development level, It can bring clarity of thought and mind self-expression. We can find ourselves revisiting our past issues or facing up to our unresolved conflict. And remember, it's essential to practice patience, mindfulness and self-care during this time as well, because it can be sort of like rough, and with all the other transits and life and everything else, you know, going on as well. On the educational level, it's a great energy to use for information retention and grasp new concepts, and we can also struggle with our exams and assignments as well, because you know, when Mercury's retrograde in Pisces, especially when it's retrograde in Aries, you know, we should be able to hold information much better. But when Mercury's retrograde in Pisces, we may struggle to grasp new concepts, so we may just need more time. So it's advisable to adopt study techniques that focus on revision and understanding rather than rushing through material right now as well. Seeking clarification from teachers or mentors can be really good, and just taking some time out and being gentle with yourself as well at this time can really help you with on the educational sort of like and self-improvement sort of like areas as well. Trying to build our self-love and resilience and understanding as well. So now I'm just going to finish up by talking about the best things to do with this energy. So for creatives, it's a good opportunity to revisit old projects and ideas that you've been putting on the back burner. Use this time to tap into your artistic intuition and explore new creative mediums or techniques. Professionals can find that their communication breakdown or misunderstandings are more common during this period, as I said, so it's just important to double check all emails, messages and important documents to avoid any potential you know, mishaps, misunderstandings. Additionally, consider using this time to review your career goals and make necessary adjustments and realignments. Entrepreneurs should focus on renewing their business strategies and considering innovative approaches to challenges they may be facing, using this period to brainstorm new ideas and solutions that can be implemented once Mercury goes direct. Alternative healers can benefit from this period by digging deeper into your healing practices and exploring new techniques to use with your clients. Take this time to reflect on your own spiritual journey and how you can increase your healing abilities. For lovers, remember communication is key, although it can be more challenging during this time because of the misunderstanding and misinterpretations of what is meant by what is said. So it's important to be patient and use active listening in your relationships at this time as well. Use this time to have honest and open conversations with your partner, addressing any lingering sort of like pent up unresolved issues that you've been avoiding, you know, confronting, as I said earlier, as these are affecting your sort of like connection, and you may feel like, you know, you don't have the time or you don't want to deal with it, but dealing with it right now can just help you explore new ways to express your love and appreciation for each other, such as through acts of kindness, spending quality time together, having an argument, being honest, and then repairing the relationship, and it can come out, you know, stronger. Although these challenges can come up, just remember, and it can be scary, it can strengthen your bond if you're prepared to just be open. And just remember, although Mercury leaves retrograde on the 25th of April this year, Mercury is still in the pre-retrograde zone until the 19th of May. So just, you know, be aware of that as well. Think of it as the aftermath of a storm. You know, there might still be some debris to clean up. Stay mindful of communication and decision making during this post-retrograde period, as the energy can still be a bit turbulent. You know, just as nature rebounds after a heavy downpour, allow yourself time to reset and recalibrate before forging ahead with new ventures. So yeah, that's the end of the special on Mercury going retrograde in Pisces and Aries on the 1st of April to the 21st of April. So take care and see you next time.